Hey, welcome to story time with Smokey, the time when Smokey gets off a little and tells you a true story. Today's story is the first swingers party I ever attended. When we got to the house, I was so nervous. White dress, white lingerie, red cheeks, lips. I was so worried. My partner at the time, not romantic partner, just a swinging partner, was a 55-year-old ex-rabbi who had done this 1,000 times. We had met on Tinder, and he was kind, and he had everything. Money, charm, good taste. And the only thing I didn't love about him is that he always needed attention, which for me was a bit exhausting, but I thought he was fun. It felt like he was more carefree than I was, and then I realized once you're retired, sometimes you get to be more carefree than someone in their 20s. He took me there because he wanted me to have fun, but I think he wanted to have fun too, watching me learn what it's like to be watched. And we got to the place, the house. Condoms in glass bowls, people in couples talking. It was early. We got there too early. I remember thinking that. I like to be fashionably late, but he was so eager, and I almost wanted to tell him, don't be too eager. I know you've done this more, but I know it's more fun to be the girl who comes to the party about an hour after it starts and leaves about 2 hours before it ends. That's what I prefer to do, but we move differently. And I was his guest, not the other way around. Although, if you don't know this, in the swinging community, single men have a lot harder time than single women, typically. In the straight swinging community specifically. That's a side note. Anyway, so we get in there, we have a drink, glass of wine, nothing too crazy, and we start chatting with other couples, and I start to realize that everyone I speak with is very kind. There was this one couple, oh my goodness, they were really pretty and handsome, respectively. But they didn't want to talk to anybody. So nobody was talking to them. And I was thinking, that sort of defeats the purpose of this whole thing. But I digress again. So let's get to the good part. So we're on the lower level. And all we're talking to another couple, but it's more casual just to sort of ease into talking with people. I could tell that neither my swinging partner nor myself was looking to physically engage with the couple, but it was fun to talk, and it was helpful for me because it was the first time I ever had been in a situation like that, so being able to just talk was helpful to relax. And so I relaxed by talking, and then we go upstairs where there are all these mattresses, different rooms, some bigger than the other. And then in one of the public rooms, there's about, I would say, 10 mattresses worth of space. And couples are kissing and touching and fucking each other on one side of the room. And there's a sheer little curtain. And then on the other side were people watching. And I already knew what side of the curtain I wanted to be on. So my partner looks at me and he says, "Honey, wanna try?" And I said, "Okay." And so we walk up to the mattresses, and immediately this older woman, and she looks like she was probably in her 40s. She had giant, well, to me they were giant, fake boobs, but she was so pretty, gorgeous smile. She actually had braces, I remember that. It was strange, it was like the body of a MILF, pardon the expression, and just this adorable, but also like wise face. It was so strange. I felt instantly comforted. I thought she was so pretty and so nice. And she reached her hand out to me and she was like, "Hi, honey, come on." And I took off my dress and I knelt down next to her. And she was like, you're so pretty. And I said, "Oh my gosh, thank you, so are you." And she started touching my neck and she asked me if that was okay. And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Well, I'm here with my husband." And she looks over to the man whose penis she was currently rubbing up and down. This bigger guy, he looked like he probably owned a company. You know, like those stereotypical tycoon-looking people. Not necessarily a older man. He also looked like he was in his 40s, maybe 50s. And he just had this big face, like a cartoon, you know? Like every feature was so pronounced, but handsome too. The type of guy that you would think, oh, he must be nice, but we run in different circles, you know, that sort of thing. And he looks at me and he says hello, and my partner introduces me, and then I introduce myself, and they ask if it would be all right if we played. And this is when the shit got good, okay? So if you've been waiting, this is when it gets good. We're on the bed, kissing. My partner is just watching, and let's call her Steph. Steph and I are kissing, and her lips were very soft, and she smelled great, and I liked kissing her. I remember that. I had never kissed somebody who wasn't a guy before. She was my first female-to-female interaction, and it was lovely. So we're kissing, and she's licking me. Oh no, not yet. She's licking my neck, kissing my neck, making her way down to my freshly shaven and cleaned pussy. She makes her way down between my legs. And I'm still sitting next to her husband. And they're both looking at me like, "Can we?" And I let Steph go down on me. And she starts licking my pussy and kissing it and telling me I taste great. And my partner pulls his dick out and he starts stroking it. And I start going down on her husband. I take his cock in my mouth. And that was so fun. She really wanted to make me come. I know she did. She was working down there, and it felt really good. But I was thinking too much. I was thinking too much to come. I was so excited, but also very aware that we weren't alone. No, I was being watched from the other side of the room. And then what happened next? My partner asked, and permission is everything. My partner asked if he could fuck Steph while she went down on me. And she said yes. So he starts fucking her. And then she's like, but this is for her, not for you. And I always remembered that. This is for her. It was so nice. And I remember her husband, Steph's husband, really liked me. I went to the bathroom and he was just sitting in the hot tub a few moments later. Now, I'm fast forwarding because it's more of the same. She was eating me out, my partner was fucking her, then he fucked me, and I was so excited because I didn't know that it was possible to do this, to just have sex with people you never met before and have it feel good and right. So he's laying there in the hot tub, just sort of spread out. He asks me if I want to come in, and I tell him I think I shouldn't because my partner's somewhere else. He said, that's all right. So I lean down and kiss him. And I stroke his cock under the water for a little bit. And then this other guy and his partner comes in. A black couple. Very, very... just beautiful. Oh, I'm mixing it up. He was black, and she was Hispanic. Still gorgeous. And they actually walked in with my partner who was looking for me, which was kind of funny. And by this point in the evening, I had a couple of drinks. I was feeling great. So they asked me, hey, can we go to the room again, let's have some more fun. And so we go back. I say goodbye. He was very sweet. He said, I had fun. And I think about him sometimes when I think of just kind eyes. He had very kind eyes. And I remember thinking, I wouldn't normally fuck this person, but I had let him fuck me. After his wife put her mouth on me, I let him fuck me, and he looked me in my eyes when he did it. And he even asked me if I liked my partner, because we were so different. Upon first glance, he wanted to make sure.
was very sweet and very hot to get fucked by someone whose wife just ate your pussy. So, new couple, and my partner's very into the lady counterpart of that couple. He starts eating her out, fingering her. And I was worried I would be jealous, but I wasn't. I just wanted to also be eaten out. It's one of my favorites. So I sit my pussy on the face of our newest partner. Pair up, and he starts eating me and licking me, and I just kept thinking, why doesn't everybody do this again? And then I realized that not everybody likes this sort of thing. Never mind. And then I got back to feeling like it was time to get fucked again. But I don't want to fuck this guy. I want to fuck my partner. Since it had been all night and I knew he could make me come, we had this thing where I would ride him. And for some reason, even though he wasn't the biggest, don't get me wrong, he was definitely adequate, but even though he wasn't the biggest, he knew how to hit my angle perfectly, and he could make me come almost without fail if he thrust upwards while I slammed down on him at just the right angle. And we had been practicing, so I knew I could do it. So I asked, I said, can I have you? And he said, of course. And then I got on top of him. And I rode and rode his cock while my ass was getting spanked by I don't know who. And I just kept riding it until I came all over his cock. And then I licked it, spit on it because I knew I had an audience. Looking at them, wishing with them, stroking their big cocks from across the room. Excited I was, and choking on cock. Oh. I loved kissing stuff. Her soft tits rubbing against mine. Her tongue down my throat. And she liked to touch me. Even when I was fucking her husband, she liked to touch me. The end of the story. I hope you have fun. I'm gonna finish this off record. This is Smokey.